But first, we want to discuss whether taking advantage of a homeless person while they are on drugs is a bad thing. On our little beer run this weekend, we encountered this woman at the bar, and she was pretty horrifying. She was. If I can find a picture of her later, I'll put it up with today's post on MattStooks.com.
If you can find a picture?
Well, yeah, we took a picture, and she was in it. So, depending on whether my friend updates his website with that photo on it, and I assume it should be on there, we'll be able to...
I gotta see it.
We'll be able to single her out. She's, I don't know, she's one of those people you can't really tell their age anymore because they've been wrecked by so many substances.
You know, she's like in that range between 35 and 90.
Yeah.
Can't tell.
Yeah. Well, I'd say more like 35 and 60.
Oh.
That's a little bit more fair. She's somewhere in there. She looks, life has not been good. She's obviously, we were guessing meth would probably be her drug. Seemed like by the way she was acting, she was obviously, you know, altered and not in the beer way. And so there she is sitting by herself, and one of the guys I'm with basically pats on his seat as if to say, hey, come on over and sit down with us. She sits down, and I'm not sure how long they talked. I heard most of this story secondhand after the fact. I was like, what was it that crazy that was sitting at our table? And then I got the explanation. He asked her for her phone number, and then she's like, well, I don't have a phone. I live on the street. And he said, oh, that's too bad. I was hoping we could meet up later. Oh, well, see ya. And then takes off. So is it bad to take advantage of people like this for your own amusement? You know, they're down on their luck, and they're addicted to something terrible, and their life probably is never going to be the greatest thing on earth. And you're taking advantage of them for your own amusement? Is that a bad thing?
Just for chuckles.
Yeah.
Not cool.
But what if we would have called her later and she hung out and had a great time? You know, there's a good chance. We were only halfway through at this point. We still had to down at least four more drinks before the night was through. And there was a good chance we were going to down a lot more than that. So she could have been in for a great time if she'd only had a phone. So maybe it wouldn't have been so bad. Or is it? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Is taking advantage of homeless people on drugs, is that a bad thing?
Okay, weren't you the one that was just talking about, like, sharing the Christmas, you know, spirit?
Was I? Chris, did I talk about that recently?
You might have.
Spreading Christmas spirit? I guess that's something I could say. I could envision
like
myself.
Like the $2 toll thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, why didn't you just give her your number so you could have felt better about yourself for that?
Oh, so she doesn't have a phone that someone could reach her at if I would have... Oh, yeah. I'd say the reason why I didn't do that was because my brain wasn't working so well at this point in time.
Okay, well, that's all I just wanted to say.
Okay, you really don't care one way or the other about whether we mess with her or not?
I think anyone on drugs should, you know, get messed with because
all right.
It's just stupidity, so...